Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze. Mwah!
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Chad Moutray. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I've been here since the beginning. Chad's been hanging out with us for 16 of those years. Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, Economic Forecaster there, NAM.org. Chad, tell us about it.
So, yeah, you should definitely go to our website, NAM.org. You can follow me on Twitter, which I'm at Chad Moutray. That's Chad Moutray. And we also have a blog, shopfloor.org, which posts a lot of nice, interesting articles and blog posts. So.
Chad, I'm looking at your forecast, your first quarter forecast. I don't see anything but up order, up arrows. Everything's up, 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 up. And yet there are headwinds that, I mean, I'm looking at sales growth, employment, capital investment, pricing, inventories, production, wages, export. I mean, everything is up. Everything's coming up roses. But there are headwinds out there. You mentioned earlier about trade, about some of the trade negotiations. Chad, I'm still holding out for we're doing the right thing with China. I still say that if we can get a trade deal that is a real deal, that's enforceable, that addresses the problems, that makes China behave in a way that a good global corporate citizen would behave. If we can make that happen. We've never seen the economic expansion that could be on the other side of that. I'm still holding out for that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. What do you think?
Well, you and I have talked about this before. We've known for a long time that China's not a good actor at times, right? They steal our intellectual property. They limit access to their market, force sometimes us to partner and with them to have access. And so, you know, the goal here, obviously, of these negotiations is to improve those things, right, to increase our access to the Chinese market, to hopefully have greater intellectual property protections, and just have a much fairer type of trade. And that's clearly what the president is trying to do. We are encouraged that the negotiations continue. We didn't have the 25% tariff go into place at the beginning of March. And hopefully we can get a deal where that doesn't happen, right?
Don't you believe that we're in a time right now where this is a unique time to negotiate a deal with China? I mean, I don't know of any other time in the past. I don't know what's in the future, but we're at a point in time right now where it's in China's interests to negotiate a better deal with us. What do you think?
I mean, I agree with that. I mean, certainly we're seeing slowing growth in China, so there's certainly an impetus on them to do something. I think it's a win-win for both sides, actually, to have a deal. But, you know, given the slowness that we've seen in the global economy right now, slowing global economy, I think it's certainly in both sides' interest.
That's
not the only trade uncertainty that's out there, obviously. We also have the USMCA, the Canada-Mexico agreement that has to get across the finish line. There's obviously the European conversation and the threat of the president perhaps doing some auto tariffs to help kind of move that along. And a number of other things. So there continues to be a lot of trade uncertainties out there.
My European economist, Guy Sermas, says we're closer to a deal than a lot of people think. He thinks we're more aligned, Europe. He told me that a month or so ago with Europe. But I'm going to come back, though. What would getting the China deal done in a way that you and I would be happy with it, you know, reasonably happy, what would that do to manufacturing in America?
Well, I think certainly lifting that uncertainty would be huge, right? And to the extent that it helps accomplish those other objectives we mentioned earlier, right? If it helps increase access to their markets, if it helps with intellectual property protection, those are huge. Those are things manufacturers have been complaining about for a couple decades.
Yeah.
So if we can make some real progress on that, that could be a huge win.
that could drive us in, could drive us into an expansion through the next decade, couldn't it?
Well, definitely, it definitely helps. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So, and what quickly, where are we on the North America thing? Why can't we get that thing wrapped up? That thing's been hanging out there too long.
So we need to get that across the finish line. We're going to be working that hard to
Where's
get
it stuck?
It,
where are we stuck?
Well, it's got to pass both houses of Congress, right? And you know, so that you've got to find a lot of people in the middle who are saying, "Hey, we got to do this," right?
Yeah.
We sell more.
Is this going to become a victim of politics this year?
We hope not. I mean, there's politics at play, as there always is. But hopefully not.
I hope not too. Hey, Chad, good job today. Keep up the good work. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Chad Moutre, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best with the National Association of Manufacturers. I'm Jim Blass.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.